This is a HeadGum Original.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Stella the Toothrow, sunshade, Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her, time to drag her, drag her.
What? Hey! Hey, Homo Tally Vu, sluts. You're listening to Drag Her International, the one and only RuPaul's Drag Race Recap podcast, available to you on this whole damn internet. Hi, everyone. Hi, Stoner. Hi, Robin Fierce. Hi, everybody. How's Connecticut, Robin? Oh, I bet it's cold. Maybe it's nice in the summer. Who knows? I am so excited to have y'all here today as we dive into, oh God, two franchises at the same damn time, because we're talking France as well as Canada. And then next week, I guess we're going to talk Down Under as well. It's going to be insane. If you like what is happening, you absolutely have to throw us coins. If you throw us coins, we might do this coverage every week. So if you like what you're listening to or watching, throw stuff at my name, at Mono Agapian, or my lovely co-host's name, at Ozzymo, O-Z-Z-Y-M-O. I'm going to let him join the chat against my better judgment, but I want y'all to give some love to Oscar Montoya. Here he is. What the heck? Uh-oh, my internet's bad. It is not allowing me to touch the thing I'm trying to touch. Let's try this. Maybe it'll work. Oh my God, here comes Oscar. Oh, just like Trinity the Tuck, when Oscar's around, I live.
Fix your internet. Fix
you, baby. Internet. Baby, 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 baby.
Fix your internet.
Baby, I only use the best internet, okay? Because I
does she? Does yes. she?
Yes, because I rock with Spectrum, and I need you to know that 100%.
Okay, Spectrum. Oh, she's a Spectrum.
And by what do you use? You use Cricket? You use Cricket internet, probably?
You know, that's tired. That joke is tired.
Is it?
There's so much Cricket negativity in the press these days. You know, jealousy is a killer in this industry.
It is tired, right? I got the
jealousy
is
a killer in this industry.
Outfit. I got the
so
tired
you know.
Inspiration from your outfit. I was just like, what else is tired?
I'm about to beat your ass like Alyssa beat Trinity's ass. And then when pressed,
I wish you
I
would.
Say, we're still the strongest of sisters. Meanwhile, I'm gonna beat your ass to the fucking.
If you're bowdy bowdy. let's do it. Let's do it. Let's go. You want to go off and go, ki-ki-ki-ki-ki-ki-ki-ki.
Stoner Intellect, thank you for accurately describing our relationship.
What they say? Okay. Yeah, we're poison. We're terrible to each other. And I hate every second I spend with you, baby. Okay. Do we need to talk about this Trinity punched or Alyssa punched Trinity
okay, I don't,
thing?
I kind of don't know the full story. You were telling me earlier.
It's all
but like,
stupid.
What's the tea? What's going on? Do people know about this in the chat? Sound off if you know about this Alyssa
slash Trinity. People have been talking about it. It's stupid. Who cares? they were both probably out of touch with reality as they are. And
but we love that in our drag queens. We do love
that. That's my favorite.
We like the unhinged.
Which is why you know who my favorite Canada girl is this season. I know you know who it is.
Does her name start with Miss and end with Alicious?
Absolutely. We haven't had a queen this out of touch in a while. And I live.
Oh, God. Yeah. Oh, I'm hearing Alyssa Suplex
Is that
Trinity
a joke?
Wall. Okay.
That's a joke, right?
WWF There's... Fish. Okay. Alyssa
oh, my God.
Pop Trinity because Trinity Pankin playing with her. Oh.
Well, then
I need to Mono give the people what they want. They want a Trinity impression.
Oh, okay. Girl, when I'm with Alyssa, it's like World War III. All guns out. Let's see. I think you're going to do better than that. Oh, okay. Here we go. When I'm fighting with Alyssa, I fight her, but I don't hurt her. That's because I got rubber bullets. I'm Trinity. Yeah. What do you think? It's okay.
Yeah. Actually, no notes.
Wow. I know. I'm going to miss it with All Stars. Wait, anything you want to say about All Stars?
Wait, Alyssa. Okay. So Trinity got too close or too handsy. LOL. And Trinity kept getting on stage every show saying, please don't hit me when Alyssa left the stage and Trinity came on. What?
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Oh, my God.
Oh, okay. That's the tea. Okay.
Drama. Trinity didn't feel the punch. Y'all are so shady.
And now people are talking about if Shay and Monet actually got into a fight.
Wait, what is this? You know, I haven't seen the All-Stars. I haven't seen the All-Star season at all. Not even one episode. That's why I haven't been on your podcast. Because I...
That sucks. I was going to ask you to come do the finale, you bitch.
I haven't watched it.
Wait. Why are you avoiding it? What's happening? I'm scared.
It's not that I'm avoiding it, honestly.
Are you saving it? Are you edging?
Well, okay, to be honest, girl, we're juggling two international seasons, soon to be three. So,
it's so dumb.
And you know, the bitch is booked and blessed. So,
yeah, so she's busy. Was this a mistake? Was doing all of the international franchises together a huge mistake?
No, not at all, because then we would have to separate each episode. That would be too much.
It's impossible.
And
then we have to pick which franchise is the best. It's impossible. I don't know. But okay, where do we start? So you don't know about that. We don't have to talk about that. Lots of fights, lots of Drag Race pandemonium. I'm excited for you to see the season.
Is it good?
Yeah, it's really good. And I know some really crazy tea about the finale. But to hear that, you're just going to have to tune into the upcoming episode of Drag Her. Because you got to know, what's crazy is that I filmed...
Oh, okay, Alanis.
Okay. Look, baby, you live, you learn. You live, you learn. I'm just going to say, I filmed Binge Queens weeks ago. So, like, and they show you all the
episodes.
Have
you seen all of the episodes?
I've seen everything except the final lip sync.
Wow. Oh, they like cut it right before the final lip sync.
Right. But I can't talk about it, of course. But
okay. Wow. So Mono's got all the details.
There's fun to be had. There's chaos to be had. There's everything. Okay. They whatever. Go watch the season. But which season? Which franchise should we talk about first? Do you want to talk?
Let's
about
talk about
France.
I'm less excited about France than I am about Canada. So let's get that out of the way.
Let's get out of the way because Mono is not allowed in this territory, so he will be replaced. Excuse me.
Yeah, that part. My God.
That is so crazy.
People in the chat, let me know what your thoughts on France are. Because I just want to get... Like, I feel like I'm crazy for not really gagging over France. I'm not a big fan of France. There's no girls I'm really rooting for, except for the one that just got sent home.
I know. I thought that she would be a keeper.
No. I knew they were going to get rid of her. It's the judgment of the artsy queens. Yes,
I agree. The judgment's been absolutely crazy and wrong, especially the past 2 weeks.
But also, like, we don't get to see these lip syncs, actually.
That is actually such... It immediately makes it the least important international season ever.
That's never happened before, I don't think, right?
That has never happened before, which is like such a weird, huge oversight. I even tried messing around with my VPN to like, can I like
say I'm in a different location and try to watch this lip sync. But of course it doesn't work in France, because if you change it to France, it's like you don't have World of Wonder in France because of how...
That's right, because it's not available in France.
It's so stupid.
Weird. It's weird. It's like I'm missing, you know, the lip sync is literally my favorite part
the
of
show.
Drag Race. It's the show.
It's
to
the
me.
Show.
Other it, people will disagree, but for me, it's the lip sync. It all boils down to the lip sync. And to not get the experience at all and play this like weird instrumental instead.
Awful. Oh, how embarrassing. I've never been more embarrassed for anyone, much less a international production company, World of Wonder. I am embarrassed that they're playing like, it's literally just like, ba-da-bow, ba-da-dow, da-da-da-dee-dee. And we're supposed to like get something. We see the judges mouthing along to the actual words. I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
Mm-hmm. To quote the queen that has opened so many doors, so what up?
I mean, to quote, Drag Race France likes to quote my favorite queen, Charlie Hides, which is, well, the lip sync isn't that important for me. The lip sync isn't important. But that's what we do on the show, Tamar. That's what we do on the show. It's really crazy.
It's weird. It's weird. Okay, so let's talk about... So we got two episodes of France Snatch to game. Talk about. Snatch Game. You
it
had
wasn't
fun.
The worst
you had a good
Snatch
time?
Game. It wasn't the worst Snatch Game. I
no,
mean,
there's some abysmal Snatch Game. I mean, season 14 in the American season was horrendous.
Yeah.
And was I living? Honestly, I was living worst... for ellipses. Snatch.
Funny. I mean, a handful of them had really strong characters that honestly transcended the language barrier for me. Where
agreed.
I was like,
I thought,
that's funny.
Who were the standouts and who were the go-homes?
Paloma should have won this episode, period. I think Paloma should have won. She made me laugh the most. I thought her character was really funny.
Interesting.
What do you think? What? I think Paloma.
I think Ellipse should have won. I thought Ellipse should have won by a mile. I thought she was consistent. She was actually giving like a voice. She was very funny. To me, she was a standout. Paloma did great. La Grande Dame did well. Should she have won? Not. No. Mm-mm. Nope.
No.
Disagree.
She actually, her look was weird. She looked
Paloma,
like, she looked like a condom, which. Is
I mean,
not,
that's the point, though. But that's the point.
I know, but girl.
But do you get the sperm wig? Like, no one's ever thought of that, though. No one's ever thought that, though.
Sperm. And yes,
you're right. She invented sperm.
You're right. No one's ever done the wiping the mouth joke on the runway. It's never been done before.
Never been done before.
Brand new and fresh.
Exactly.
Yeah, I just thought her look was, like, not nearly her best. So I was like, why is she winning this week?
It was not the best
latex
look at
tube.
All. I mean, they just... Because you know she's going to win the whole damn season.
Right.
I would love to be
she
wrong.
She should have won
to be wrong about this.
The next episode is what she actually could have won.
What is
like,
the
she
episode?
Could have won the pop girl group challenge. Because they also gave that one to Soi de Muse, which was like, what? Sure. I don't know if she was the best.
Yeah.
I like Soi, but did she win?
Like
probably not.
Mm, yeah. But La Grande Dame, I don't actually remember her in the pop challenge. Eek!
She did an upside down hand split thing. Does that stand out for you?
She also invented that, I guess.
That's never been done before.
Yeah, I think with the pop challenge, they were the worst team. I like the rock version way more.
Oh, I like the pop version more.
That is a perfect example of you
so
being
us.
You and me being me.
Because I'm Flavor of Love and you're Daisy of Love. So, I hope you're proud of that.
No.
I hope you're proud of that.
You're Charm School with Monique and I'm Charm School with Sharon Osbourne.
No. I love New York.
Thank you. Rock was better. Sound off in the comments if you thought rock or pop was better. Let's prove this bitch wrong. I think rock was better.
Let me just finish my insult.
I didn't like, pop was bad.
I love New York and you're I love money. That's who you are. That's who you are.
No.
What?
No.
What?
No.
No? Just no?
No. No.
One of you is
I am I love New York. You
Stretch.
Are New York gets a job.
You're so stupid. Okay. So look, I did love Ellipse. I liked Paloma. I thought, Grand Dam was fine. Sure.
I thought So the Muse was kind of funny.
Yeah, she was funny.
Especially with a character that is allegedly very hard to do.
I know. That's the other thing with French Nash Game, where you're like, oh my God, if I knew one of these people, that would be amazing.
But I only knew, who did you
not
know?
Not one. None. Okay. None at all. Did you know any of them?
I knew Rosy de Palma, which Lolita Banana did, but she did it really bad. And then outside of that, no clue.
But you know what Lolita is winning? Lolita is winning. I mean, she's winning the episodes by just continuing to pour her heart out.
Yeah. I'm fully convinced she'll make it to the final now. Before I wasn't so sure, but I think she'll go pretty far. Right. I think she's gonna replace Big Bertha in the finale.
Ooh, damn.
Yeah. Maybe she does have a lot of vulnerable moments. That's what the show fucking needs.
That's true.
No other girl, I think, has had those moments before.
Mm-hmm.
The show needs someone like Lolita.
She's like having the Laganja arc, but finding it to the other side.
Laganja
never found it, or the show manipulated her. It's very interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm here for it. Her breakdown in this episode was very sad. These girls are sweet. I liked watching them support each other.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm not excited about a lot of these girls, though. I don't know. I'm just like not living. I'm not living the way I should be living.
Honestly, my winner is Big Bertha. She's my favorite.
Really?
I would rather see her win over than Grand Dame, because Grand Dame is like, yeah, you're 9 feet tall and you're thin. What a revelation.
I know. I don't like when girls win like that. And there's a lot of those kind of winners.
Of course.
But honestly, I actually wouldn't mind if Paloma won, because I think that there's something about her and I don't know what it is.
They also robbed her a couple times.
They did, yeah, which is a good sign.
Because she's getting the story. Yeah, I think Paloma's in the finale. Some people think Bertha's fading in the comments.
I agree. I fully agree. I was really excited for a Big Bertha,
but she lip syncs
very well. I don't know how she survived that lip sync. She should not.
How do we even know what the lip sync was? We have no clue.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point. But I think it was, you know, rigor mortis.
Rigamarole Luris. Mm-hmm. So homegirl goes home. Miss
Who's homegirl?
Kem Hugh.
Oh yeah. You thought she was gonna make it to the finals.
I really called
you stupid, so I'm correct.
Fair. I am stupid, but not for that reason. Like, so if you wanna read, let's read. Okay. Yes, I'm
what
stupid.
What you get on the SATs?
Ketchup.
Woo!
I mean, that's an old Bianca Del Rio joke. I mean, come on.
Oh, God.
So let's cock this next episode. We're doing the Pop Girls, Pop Divas Challenge. You got to admit that Kem Hugh's look was sickening.
I was the first to say I was not living for Kem Hugh. She just wasn't selling her brand on the show. But she had the best looks on the runway. And I stand by this. Even though I didn't know what the lip sync song was, I think she gave a better performance than Big Bertha.
Interesting. Even with the hair debacle, with the I gotta go take this wig off.
Yes.
Interesting. Yeah. That's fair. I mean, you'll never know. I mean, the real reasoning why they felt they didn't need her to win, but.
Mm-hmm. She's a look queen. She looks like a whore and Blue Hydrangea had a baby together. Like,
wow, she looks like a whore. Wow. Wow, Oscar. I did not think this is what this is gonna be like.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I let you speak. I let
Did
you
I get
speak.
Ginny Lemon
I let
from
you speak,
Camel
and
here.
Now you will hear me out. I let you speak, and now you will hear me out.
What you got to say, girl? Say something.
Fandango. Fandango. I'm insane. Okay.
You need to be institutionalized.
Is there anything you need to say about this pop? You thought The Rock was better.
The Rock was better. By far, anybody with eyes and ears would tell you that The Rock was leagues
better
than
the pop.
Well,
then why was the bottom? Why were both of the bottom two in The Rock group?
The edit, bitch. What? You said it yourself. France is rigor mortis, the house down boots. Okay.
Wow.
Tell me I'm wrong. People in the chat, tell me I'm wrong. Tell me the pop version was better than the Rock version.
I thought it was more cohesive. I thought the pop version was more cohesive.
What does that mean, bitch? What the fuck does that even mean?
It just was more together. It was more of a team. And
no.
You don't know nothing about.
Because someone
something
held,
you don't know nothing
held someone
about.
Else doing a handstand? No.
No, that they the other Rock team.
Zach,
when
you
they
are
had
wrong.
To get
yeah,
back
Mono,
on the
you
stage,
are wrong.
That's fine. When I don't, we'll never know who Zach's talking about, but someone's wrong.
Definitely you.
When they had to get back on the stage, I was like, okay, this is a little romper room fuckery where they're like. They're getting on the stage. The way that I climb over a fence as an obese child, they're like getting on the stage like.
That's so wrong. That is so wrong. That's so wrong.
I'm calling
Don't talk about
out.
My friend like that, first of all. Second of all, you are wrong, you stupid fucking bitch.
Life doesn't happen bi-weekly, so why should payday? The money you earn can be in your hands today with Earnin. Come on, y'all. We've all been there. We want to spend a little bit of extra dough on a big night out or a last-minute gift for, like, your boo. Sometimes money just can be, dare I say, complicated. Well, worry not, because Earnin helps you get your money today as opposed to later. You know what I'm saying? If you don't know, wake up, because Earnin is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work. You can get up to $100 per day or $750 per pay period. Earnin is used by over 3.5 million customers who say things like, when I think about Earnin, I think about financial stability. So why don't you go ahead and download Earnin today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin app, type in Drag Her Under Podcast when you sign up. It really helps the show. That's Drag Her Under Podcast. Get some extra dough. Have a little fun. And don't wait for your employer to give you your money, honey. Earnin is subject to your available earnings, location, daily max, and pay period max. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC. Hi, listeners. Here to tell you about a very important organization called Al Otro Lado, which helps to reunify families which have been ripped apart due to our country's cruel border policies. As you know, since 2018, many people have been suffering through these policies, which have taken children away from their parents. And Al Otro Lado is working to reunify families. They've already reunified over 100 refugee families, and they create legal and humanitarian support to refugees, deportees, and other migrants in the United States and Tijuana. We want you to get involved today. Help me support Al Otro Lado and donate today. You can find the link to donate to Al Otro Lado in the description of this episode below, or go to gum.fm/charity and donate today. You can also consider volunteering with the organization, which offers opportunities that are both in person and virtual. The best way to get involved is by filling out an application on their website at alotrolado.org/volunteer. That's alotrolado.org/volunteer.
So let's quickly talk these runways from the latest episode. How about that?
So people are agreeing with me. They're saying rock. They're saying it's giving rock more than pop. But you know what? You are that girl.
Yeah, that's me.
You are that
that's
girl.
That's me, baby. That's you who know? I am.
You
that's
stick. Who I am. You just keep listening to Willa Ford while I listen to Fifi Dobson. Just do that.
That's great, babe.
Just stay over there.
I don't want to be bad just stay with over you, there. Baby. I don't even want to be bad with you, baby. Okay. You don't give me.
But it makes you feel so good.
Oh my God. Hey, bitch.
Bitch pudding.
Okay. I mean, whatever. We have the sickening, undetectable look from Lolita. We have ellipses, giant shoulders, which I thought was pretty cute, but they weren't living.
I liked it. And I knew they were going to read it because it's like, I don't know. It just seems, I don't know.
It was a bit androgynous. Enough,
but I fucking love it. I want this look. I want this outfit.
It was hot. Okay, there was a lot of reveal.
Oh, hold up.
Stoner, what's happening?
Stoner Intellect is saying, but what about that music video for Honey, Oscar? Listen, Mono, people are waiting.
Oh my God.
People are waiting.
I'm going to post. You told me I should post it on the
I agree, podcast
Kill the Video Star. I will. I'm going to. I need to find the right words. Okay. I want it to be.
She's going to get a speech prepared.
I want it to be sincere. And I want to make sure that I say, I'm sorry that you think that Honey is the best video.
Damn. You twisted for that.
I'm sorry that I made you feel that way.
You're evil for that.
What about almost every girl having a hard time getting out of their reveals on this runway?
Like, yeah, the strand
La Grande Dame. I thought this was pretty good, though. I mean, she just continues to show her ass and her tall body.
Yeah,
Her hot, muscular body is really sexy to look at. Wait, is it strong, flexible?
You bend your hot and flexible body in all positions.
She really bends her hot and flexible body into all positions. God damn it. Okay, yeah, there's not that many highlights on this particular runway. Also, I don't know who Milen is. Work.
It's called Google. It's called Google.
Google? Google? Yeah, there's a cream for that. There's a cream for that.
Oh, Mono's an Ask Jeeves girl. I forgot.
Whatever your Google is, there's medication for that baby. So let's talk about Canada, shall we?
Yes, let's do it. Episodes 1 and 2.
Yeah.
So overall, how are you feeling about Canada?
Good.
We talked about the Meet the Queens, and I was not very excited about the crop of queens, I have to say, in the Meet the Queens. But I stand corrected. I think there's is going to be a very exciting season. There's some girls I'm rooting for. There's a couple that I've literally forgotten about. So
that's the problem.
A couple of girls that I've that have surprised me.
And some girls who truly should have gone home but didn't because story. Okay, you know what the weird compliment I'm going to give this, the backhanded compliment I should say I'm going to give this season of Canada is?
It's the only compliment you know how to give.
Oh, thank you, Split Ends.
There has to be, okay.
Okay. The episodes are more fun than the cast.
Yes, I agree.
Isn't that weird, though?
No. Fact.
Like, the dynamic and the relationship of the episode is more fun than really necessarily the cast.
Absolutely.
Maybe that was the plan all along.
I hope so. I hope the producers looked at the girls and were like, we made a mistake. And so they, like, worked around the queens to make the show more fun, and it worked. So,
Yeah. Damn. So Bombay is, of course, making a huge impact immediately.
Yeah.
We love her. She screams finale, I hope.
Yes. She feels like a front runner already, which makes me nervous. She can either make it all the way to the end or, like, really just eat it halfway through the competition.
Kimmy Couture. Yeah, she could. You're right. She could be the upset who goes home, which I would hate to see, especially because then we have the story of Halal Bey, her mom, you know, being sacrificed. Which, bitch, were we wrong?
I didn't say anything about you were wrong.
No, you also said you, no, you I thought was not. She was the winner.
No.
That's fine. That's fine. It's an easily you're easily disproven. Anyone listening can
I
easily disprove.
I told you who was going to be the winner.
Who'd you say?
I said Halal Bey was my favorite. I didn't say she was going to win.
You. Who did you say was the winner then? Because I think you're lying.
Bombay.
I think you're lying.
Well,
I think you're lying.
That's the first time you have ever thought anything. So
that's not true. Mm. I think you're shit. I think you're stupid. I think you're a bitch. I think you don't smell good. I hate you. What about Kimmy Couture's Gia Gunn edit, for lack of a better word?
Kimmy Couture is boring as hell. She's not given a lot of screen time until the second episode. But even then, there isn't anything redeemable about her. Like, I don't know. There's no humanity in Kimmy Couture yet.
We could get some.
Yeah.
Like watching her in Fearsalicious in the fight. Or I can't believe
there's a queen named Miss Fearsalicious. Oh my lord.
And the second you meet her, you're like,
Oh, that checks out.
You're the kind of person who would call yourself Miss Fearsalicious. I will say it's also justice. Anytime someone that beautiful is that dumb, I'm like, thank you.
Thank God. Everything is
thank
right.
Thank you,
with the world.
Universe.
Absolutely.
This is fair.
Mm-hmm.
Is she the stupidest queen in Drag Race history?
I think so.
What a crown.
I mean, oh I my think God. So. Who else would be even in the running for that?
Gia. Gia's in that vibe. I mean, Gia's, you know, doesn't believe in COVID and such as the Iraq. She doesn't know what a Delorean is.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Dylan, we're talking about Drag Race Canada season 3.
Now let's talk about Miss LaRue. What's her whole damn name? Miss
Chalizon.
LaRue
Chalizon.
Is that it? Chalizon LaRue? LaRue Chalizon. Whatever.
What?
She comes in a hoodie, and of course, she immediately gets clocked. She's already getting the your clothes aren't very good narrative directly from Brooklyn Heights.
Absolutely, yeah. And, you know, she's not wrong. The looks are crunchy, baby.
They're quite dull.
Crunchy.
Yeah, they're not good. I thought it was pretty overproduced that they didn't put her in the bottom in the last episode. It's like, guys. Yes.
Wait, what you mean? The
she should, in the second episode,
awards,
she should have been in the bottom.
No.
Come on.
Saved herself. With the presentation, I thought she was very fun and she's very likable. I'm actually rooting for her.
We're all rooting for her.
You're clearly not.
When my Drag Race pod yells at me like this, it's because it loves me. Okay, and I've told you this already.
You are not Tyra, and you never will be.
You're looking at me like you've heard it all before. But I've
the closest Tyra
are.
You'll ever be is Tyra Sanchez, bitch. So sit down and shut the fuck up.
Well, and the only Tyra you'll be is a tired ass bitch. Okay.
I never said I was.
But
so.
That's the only one.
Never
you'll
said
be.
I was. Never said I was. Your words do not hurt me. They do not hold power here.
So Jada Shada Hudson
is a bit frustrating right now because
she's talented.
As Brooklyn said, she's a turn up queen, but she ain't turning up.
But how good was her lip sync? And how much did her lip sync remind me of you?
What you mean?
She's good. She's good at lip syncing.
Wait, but what are you saying though?
I'm saying you're good at lip syncing.
Y'all heard that, right? Y'all heard that, right? Y'all heard Mono give me an actual, legitimate compliment.
Yeah, because you know she's over the top. She over indicates.
No! Don't try to backtrack now, bitch. This is a first.
Are you gagged?
I'm gooped and gagged.
You gagged.
Okay.
Hey, some people wait a lifetime for a moment like this.
Not Kelly.
What's wrong with Kelly? She's an unproblematic fave. You can't hate Kelly. There's nothing to hate.
We're legally not allowed to.
Yeah. Not allowed to. Okay, Miss Moso, who I've called old.
That's right, you fucking asshole.
And was I wrong?
You called her old.
And I'm older than her, which is very funny. Wait, how old is she? She's 35 or so she reports.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
I'm older than her, so fuck me.
Miss Mosu that I liked. I liked Miss Mosu.
I did too.
She gave on the lip sync. I mean, it's unfortunate that she was up against Jada Hudson.
Yes.
But
she could have won.
I thought she was a good lip syncer. I did think she was a good drag queen.
Oh yeah. She had good looks. I mean, and I certainly connected with, you know, her storyline of sometimes you're very talented, but like it just doesn't, something falls apart, something doesn't happen. And it was weird from what I saw, at least the editors tricked me. They really did look very comfortable in the rehearsal and then fell apart on the show.
What happened in the show?
I don't know.
Someone forgot their lines. I think Mosu forgot her lines. And
yeah,
Jada was like super thrown.
Yeah, and Jada was doing the performance thing where you're like performing a version of yourself.
But there were so many pauses. And even the stuff that they wrote down was just not funny.
Yeah, what was that? Do we honestly believe, okay, I'm jumping all over the place, but do we honestly believe that Fearsalicious rightfully won their DESPY Awards?
I thought she was the funniest.
Interesting.
I thought they were the funniest. I thought Kimmy and
Fearsalicious
were the funniest ones. I'm trying to think. Really? Was there someone else that was funny?
I mean, it was all, let's be honest though, it was all this version of funny. Just
absolutely. I mean, yeah, there was no
right in the middle
comedy queen. And like, I mean, the two comedy queens that were in the competition did so bad.
Yeah.
See, that's what happens. That's what happens. That's what happened. You can't call yourself a comedy queen because you're going to get that edit.
I was also scared when Brad Goreski was walking through giving them notes on their jokes.
That part.
And there's one part especially where they do a horrible joke. A very unfunny, bad, dumb joke.
Do you remember what the joke was?
It was something like, oh, the who knows. And then like it was that coy thing where someone's like, oh, no, because we know. Yeah, because we know. Yeah. We totally know this award show.
And his response was like, that feels like an actual presentation. Someone would say that.
Yeah, he was like, that is Tina Fey, the house down boots. And I was like, Brad.
I mean, he's not qualified. He wasn't qualified. But who in that panel was, though?
Someone told
him. Carol Pope?
He should have put those jokes back on the rack where he found them because he wasn't qualified to give those jokes.
But who was? No one. Brooklyn,
someone
maybe?
Someone lied to him several times and told him he was funny, hilarious, comedic, and cute. And he's nothing like that. He's nothing of the sort.
Nothing of the sort. Thank you. I was waiting for that.
I didn't know if you wanted to. Okay, wait. What are you saying? I'm done with my Tiffany rant.
I'm just saying, like, who would have been the person giving comedy notes in that panel, in Canada's panel? No one.
Good point. Well, that's why the season... Wait, what did someone say? That's why the
Nikki
season...
Nikki is dragging me right
Brad
now.
Brad giving comedy advice is like Oscar giving singing advice. Wow.
I mean, they're not wrong. Nikki's not wrong. However,
how does Nikki know you're a wretched singer?
I don't know, actually.
How do you know that?
They probably saw me in a musical improv show. I was like, never again.
You're actually very talented at the musicals.
Not when it comes to singing, girl. I'm going to stick to lip syncing.
She's a choreography queen. She's
yeah,
a backup.
Exactly. Yeah.
Where are my backup singers? This Christmas. I don't know all the words today. Next card, baby. Next card. Yeah, there's a lot of queens I'm losing in this cast. Let's see. Someone walks in and I'm like, wait, which one of the
what about Lady Boom Boom? Ones? What about Lady Boom Boom? Let's talk about Lady Boom Boom. Because you like her.
I mix up Lady Boom Boom and Giselle Lullaby a lot.
Racist.
Yes. correct. someone says, hi, Meatball, work.
Meatball.
Someone says, hi, Meatball. Okay. Meatball's in the chat. Got it. We're talking
You've seen
shit,
the video
Meatball.
Of me in my first drag. Interesting. Oh, sexy gorgeous. Oh.
Ooh. Okay. What do I think about Giselle? I don't even know what to think about her yet. She's weird. She's
funny.
Yeah,
same. I think
her runway on the second episode was gaggini, I think. I think I enjoyed that quite a bit. I don't know.
Pan. The little, devil pan nature.
Yes.
Love that look.
Yes. That was pretty exceptional.
I would say for the most part, they all brought it in the second episode runway.
Yeah. That goddess of the ancient world thing was, awesome.
Fierce Alicious looked good.
Yeah. Fierce Alicious did look good. They all looked incredible. What do we need to say about the first episode? Because I did like the challenge of you know, fashion show, then you have to repurpose that look into the runway. I thought that was clever.
Yeah. It was clever when I saw it on Project Runway. Yeah.
Wow. It's been done. It's been done before.
Mm-hmm.
She already done it, had hers.
Mm-hmm.
Now, why was Halal Bey done so dirty, or done dirty?
No, that was
all her. She wasn't. She kind of messed
all
up.
All her.
I know. It reminded
a raccoon. I don't know. Oh, girl, it was so bad. It was so bad.
It reminded me of my drag in a bad way. I was like, yeah. I would go home first on Drag Race.
But see, you would. But you're not a professional full-time drag queen is a thing, you know?
Right. I know.
Like, if you were, you'd probably be the second person to go home. But
thank you.
You're not. Thank you. Halal, I just don't know what happened with Halal. Uh-huh. Also, easily the trade of the whole season, I think. And
I know, really cute.
To see trade go home so early.
And I'll take that as a personal compliment. Thank you.
I wasn't talking about you.
So you're just trying to fuck your doppelbanger. That's what you're trying to do.
I don't look like Halal Bey.
Interesting. But I look like Halal Bey, and you look like me. So by the transitive property of racism,
you look like me.
Hold on. That's right.
Hold up. Wait a minute.
You're right.
You look like me.
Correct, because you're older than me. That's right. You came first because you're older than me. So you're right. You're right about that.
You know what? And you will always come last, bitch. So
at every orgy. At every orgy, baby. And that's a promise.
And it is annoying, actually, because we're all finished and we're just waiting for you. We're not allowed to leave until you finish.
I'm like, hold up. I'm gonna let you finish, but really quick. Oscar Montoya had the best climax in of the year. I'm gonna let you finish.
And we're like, I'm so sorry. Mono has to come and quote a reference to an MTV movie music video award.
Fuck. Okay. So, what do we have to say more about these girls? Yeah, the whole raccoon of it, it wasn't good. It was too much.
It wasn't good.
You need a wig. The mustache could have worked, but it didn't work. It was all black.
It didn't.
Did not.
It looked bad.
Mm-mm. Work.
This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Are you seeing some triggering ads on social media? Stuff about summer bodies, stuff about the diet cleanse, stuff about trimming down. Fuck that noise. That stuff is triggering for me, and I assume it's triggering for someone else listening. That's why I use BetterHelp. BetterHelp allows me to get in touch with a licensed professional therapist who can help me recharge, who can help me decrap my brain, because those negative images and slogans can really creep in and give me negative body talk. You know what I mean? Any form of negative self-talk that is traumatic for me. And thankfully, I'm using these tools and being honest about them and articulating them in a way that takes the power away from them. If you're thinking about therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try, because it's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you do is fill out a brief questionnaire. You get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can even switch therapists anytime at no additional charge. That's how I found my personal therapist. I found my sweet spot with BetterHelp. So go. Visit BetterHelp.com/dragher today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/dragher. Go find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp.
This HeadGum podcast is brought to you by Auraframes.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Auraframe.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Auraframes are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Auraframe, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
What do you think about Chaos's showing? I think she's toast.
I agree. I agree. Yeah, yeah. She gives me Bird every single time.
Right.
And I think it's the Meet the Queens, but also Chaos just looks like a damn bird every single fucking time. She looks like one of those birds from the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers movie.
Oh my God, you nailed it. Oh my God, you nailed
it.
I was like, why do I know this look? You're so right. I was going to say like Labyrinth, like a little Labyrinth creature, like a little.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But you're right. It's the bird people from the Mighty Morphin with Dr.
Yes.
Ooze.
That's
oh,
right.
Wow.
Yes.
Damn.
With Dr. Ooze? Where are you getting Dr. his PhD? Ooze? Saturn, bitch? It's Ivan Ooze. Girl.
I respect my villains.
Dr. Ooze!
I respect my villains.
He got his residency at Cedar-Sinai, bitch.
I respect my villains.
Oh, you say, my God.
I respect
Dr.
my villains. I respect all my villains. Dr. Wily, Dr. Evil.
Yeah, okay,
Dr.
yes.
Dr. Ooze.
No,
Dr.
Girl,
Ooze.
No, they're not. No, no, no.
He's a doctor. He's a doctor.
To you.
He got his honorary doctorate from Harvard. He was a guest speaker the year I graduated.
Oh, my God. Oof. Oh, my God.
Okay, what do you think about Lady Boom Boom? Because she's also, what a mystery.
You know what she gives me? She's given me, like, the equivalent of a Puerto Rican queen on American Drag Race.
Oh, my God, you're so right.
Like, that is, it's just giving that, the house down.
100%.
Like, the girl, like, her whole, like, struggling with the language story and, like, also, her vibe, it's giving
You're
Alyssa
so
Hunter,
right.
It's giving, you know what I mean?
Right, they're going to kill her.
It's giving that. It's fully giving that.
It's fully giving that. They're going to kill her.
And they're going to kill her.
Right. She's given the very, like, oh, you're so cute edit. Like, isn't she cute? Bless her heart. Mm-hmm. Damn.
She brings it to the runway every time, though.
Yeah, she looks great. She's mm-hmm. funny. And she was funny at the Who Knows.
She was. She was really good at the Who Knows.
She did something really weird that one of our lovely listeners pointed out that I don't remember. But she accepted an award in a very weird, funny fashion.
Yeah, she like laid down on the floor. It was very funny. It was very good.
Good.
She's a really good queen. The language barrier is going to be an issue. I'm afraid she's going to be knocked out in some kind of acting challenge.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm nervous about that.
Absolutely.
But Lady Boom Boom is very good.
She's good.
She's a drag queen. She's a drag co-ween.
I live. Jada does great. I love her color blocking, over color, over saturated look in the first runway, and I liked it in the second runway.
Yeah.
That works for me. Who are we forgetting? We haven't talked about Irma Gerd yet. Again, another mystery that's kind of hiding in the cracks of the show.
She's just not there for me, unfortunately. I really wanted to like Irma Gerd, but
yeah, this cast
it's not quite there. It's not quite there, unfortunately.
I'm not, all these girls are blending in for me. But to their credit, maybe it's because we're watching 8 drag races at the same time.
Right.
Maybe.
Right, yeah, I don't think she's bad. I don't think she's like necessarily bad. It's just like her only sort of thing that she's proposing is she's a comedy queen. Her mm-hmm. looks are not good. That like
Ooh.
Goddess of Chaos or whatever. Sex. Like what
it was
that?
Not.
She looks like
it was not.
It was giving Jinx Monsoon promo season 5. That's what
Ooh.
It was giving.
And it wasn't even funny as a clown. It was none of the above.
No, not at all. So yeah, it's giving filler queen to me. I think what's her name, Vanderpuss. Oh, that's who I said was gonna win. I said she was gonna win.
That's
the whole season.
And she has not arrived yet.
It's a rocky road for her, but I think she'll get it together.
Yeah, this is interesting. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is, I don't know. Yeah, and the cast is too big. I'm not like, not obviously every cast is big, but it's still too big for me to know what's happening.
Yeah.
At least the lip syncs are available. At least, and honestly.
At least.
Beauty and the Beat was a hilarious lip sync to watch. I loved it. I thought it was so crazy and funny.
As soon as the song came up, I was like, not this. Oh God, not this. But you know, I'm gonna say Mosu turned it out. I was surprised. Because, you know, I'd be like hemming and hawing if I was in the bottom two lip sync to that song.
You wouldn't be excited for the Justin Bieber, gotta watch out for Selena. You wouldn't be excited to hit those bars?
Oh, she's a fan. Okay, she's a fan. I mean, to me, this song is the Biebs.
This song is so dumb, it's good again. Like, it accomplishes that very rare thing where it's awful, and now I think it's so bad, it's fun again. Beauty and the Beat is the name of the song. Do you know what I'm saying? It's camp. It's camp. It was camp. I was doing Lee Bowery. Well, damn, Halal goes home on the first ep. And second ep, who knows? What do we need to say? Maybe we should talk about these goddess runways. How about that?
Let's do that. Because we talked about the who knows. It was a mess.
It was not the opposite of memorable.
Yeah.
A
corny Bob Dylan, lol.
A corny Bob.
Not even that. Not even a corny Bob Dylan.
No, not
it's
even.
Just corny. It's just corny.
So seeing what you've seen, who do you think is going to win Canada? Who do you think?
I still think
Bombay.
Vanderpump. Bombay is going to make the top three. Is that her name? Vanessa? Oh, I don't remember.
Vanderpuss? Vivian?
Vanderpuss. Vivian Vanderpuss. There's so many drag queens. Oh my God, my head.
They're spinning.
And who is the third one to sneak in there? You know, my chaotic ass is kind of rooting for Fierce Alicious to make the final three.
I actually think that would be good TV because she's a pure villain and we deserve it.
Mm-hmm.
We desperately deserve that in our drag race.
What about you? Who's your top three?
Yeah, I love that. I'll say Bombay, Fierce Alicious. Damn. Bombay, Fierce Delicious.
Wow, we can't even pick three. Oh, Jada. People are saying Jada.
Oh, I would really live if Jada made it.
Yeah. However, Jada's, I don't know. Like, I know that she was in the top last week, but there's some, Jada's not really, I'm not really living for Jada right now. She has to like really, 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 really do it up.
I like her. I think she could bust through. I mean, the lip sync skills were there for me. You know?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. But isn't she get, yeah, but like, Widow Von D was the same way, where like her lip syncs were so iconic,
mm-hmm.
and she just fell short. She got in her head, and I feel like Jada's the same story.
Damn! And isn't that the racism of it all?
Oops.
I mean, well, let's. This is no secret, but it's very hard to do your best when you're feeling the subtle, insidious pressure of racism all around you.
Oops.
Like. Isn't that the goddamn truth where they're like, oh, this white queen did better. Of course she did better. She's been universally accepted everywhere she went. So she didn't come into this competition with an inferiority complex. Like, there's a you little know, bit
I
do, of that.
Yes, absolutely yes. But I think there's more than that. I think there's a size issue. 100%. Yes, the show is inherently racist. I do agree. However, I do think that more than it being racist, I think it's very sizist. Like, it is tougher for a plus size queen to make it all the way.
Absolutely. For, like,
I mean, look at the winners list. I mean, look at all the queens who've won Drag Race.
I mean, ask Eureka's corset, because the big girl does not win.
Nope. Or rarely wins.
Very rare.
Who are the big girl winners in All Stars?
Lawrence Chaney.
Lawrence Chaney.
Cree. I guess.
And Natalia Pliakam from Thailand.
Yeah,
season one.
Natalia Pliakam. Yeah. Is that it?
Boom.
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 Damn.
Yeah, I guess so. But I All Stars is different to me. Like, I'm like, no, All Stars is a charisma competition. It's not even like a drag competition for me. I would say in the main, yes, I would say like in the main. Keita Mean, she plus size. I wouldn't consider
Jinx?
Keita.
No,
Jinx is not plus size.
The Vivian. People are just trolling.
The Vivian
now.
Is not plus size.
These people are troll-off.
She's what Tyra Banks calls fiercely real.
Shut up. Let's talk about this chaos silver look. This one was probably
she looks
one
like
of
a bird.
The weakest.
She looks like a barn owl. Next.
Yeah, I guess I'll burp it. It's weird. There's some cool ideas.
Violet. Violet, but, the people's plus size queen, yes.
Yes, Violet. What a fat cow. Bombay. Very cool.
Amazing. I love the religious reference. I love the queer reference.
Yes. Mm-hmm. The gender fuck while honoring a cultural story is very cool. Yeah. Yeah, we live. Lady Boom Boom giving Cupid.
Very cute.
Yes. Yeah.
Chirp.
She's relying on that body.
The wig is nice too.
I thought it was so fierce. It was fierce. She highlighted the shape of her body. Did you notice that?
No.
There's like highlight on her abdominal muscles.
Oh, okay. See?
Which I was like, that's pretty fierce.
She's not relying on the body. She's relying on that makeup.
It's a chirp. The wings, gorgeous. We've had some Cupids, but it's pretty fantastic. Miss Mosu, Scream Witch.
I love this look. I did not live for the presentation of this look.
Yeah. A little weird.
There's no belly button. Really? Okay. Giving Kyle XY fish. Okay.
Oh, really? Wait, what? No belly button? What?
Apparently, Lady Boom Boom has no belly button.
What? Hold on. I'm rewinding the tapes.
Oh, God.
I see a belly button.
Okay.
You hear that? Okay, Miss Mosu, I'm going to burp it. It's just some black stuff.
I think it's kind of fierce, actually. But yeah, basic. The presentation I hated.
Yeah.
Sorry, a scream.
You
just
didn't buy it.
No.
Jada.
Now, this is the opposite. I like the presentation. I hate this. This look just looks Crunchwrap Supreme, bitch.
Damn. I think there's pieces that work. There's pieces that really work. I think the hair, the makeup, I even like the corset thing. I think it just didn't all work together.
Mm-mm.
Chalet en la rue. Burp.
Okay, hold on. Wait up. I do agree with the judges saying that it's a bit basic. However, I sort of live for this look. Her makeup is so fucking good. The hands are really cute. Yes, the dress is simple, but I sort of love it.
I like the makeup. I get it. I like the hands. She's honoring her heritage. That all works for me. But no.
What doesn't
work for you?
What doesn't?
It's a dress. It's a dress that does not hit the floor. It's a cute dress, but it's an Amazon find. No. No. No.
You're calling her an Amazon queen?
Yeah. She's an Amazon queen.
We talked about this. Yeah, living. This is fucking fantastic.
Absolutely awesome. Yeah. Hooves, florals. She looks like she's fucking in the shimmer. She's getting transformed in the shimmer and I live. It's good. It's good.
Is that an Annihilation reference?
Hell yeah, bitch.
Wow.
Hell yeah.
Wow, you're really running ahead expecting people to chase you, bitch. Damn.
When I enter the shimmer, I actually turn back to a human. That's because I'm already mostly object. I'm Trinity.
Oh, I thought you were Natalie Portman.
I'm Natalie. Okay. Miss Bitch, Miss Kimmy Couture.
I mean, it's Look. So fucking, I'm mad. I actually... I'm mad because
mad.
It's such a basic look, but the way she pulls it, the bitch knows how to model. And I hate that. And I hate it because she's a skinny little bitch.
She's a model.
Work a fabric.
She's a model.
I'm mad. I'm mad that it's so good.
You're right.
I hate it.
You hate it?
But I can't be mad at her. I can't be mad at her for looking so fucking delicious.
So now, speaking of, here comes Miss Fierce-licious, who
the
should
winner.
Not have won. I don't think she should have won this week. I thought it was a little ridiculous.
Wait, she didn't win. Kimmy Couture won.
Oh, that's right. Even more ridiculous.
Damn. I didn't think Kimmy Couture should have. I thought Fierce-licious should have won.
Whatever. I mean,
I think it makes sense from a producer standpoint. I think give Fierce-licious the win because she was the one that was most vocal about them sucking so hard. And can I even start talking?
Fuck.
And I also think that she had the best look, hands down. And I think it sends a message that's like, oh, y'all thought she was the stupid bitch, but now she's like the smart, funny one. She's like the competitor. I think the message of Fierce-licious winning is stronger than Kimmy Couture winning. And it actually makes me nervous about Kimmy Couture's stay on Drag Race because they're going to give her the win and be like, okay, we're done with her storyline, but you can go.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I will say this. I just don't believe the edit I watched. I don't even know if the edit I watched is what actually happened in reality.
What do you mean?
I mean, it was edited to hell. I don't even know if the people who they say did the best were the people who did the best.
Okay, but Mono... And I'm talking to you like a sister now.
Oh God.
Why are you acting brand new?
I'm not acting brand new. Explain.
It's just been edited to hell. Oh, the show doesn't edit anyone. Oh no. I just feel weird. Bitch. Welcome to life. Day one.
You're so stupid. That is my point. I'm saying that's why I don't care who the winner is because I don't believe I saw an accurate representation.
Clearly
of
you care
because
you're getting all heated up for it. You're yelling at me.
I can't.
Getting all heated up about Kimmy Couture or whatever the fuck winning. Like clearly you have thoughts.
Yeah. You know, I you know what I care about? You getting out of my face. That's what I care about.
I'm not in your face.
I care.
The thing is, I'm not even in your face.
I don't care for you because you got on my last nerve, bitch. You got on my last nerve. I can't.
I will
you.
Say,
I
Dan
heard
and
you
bathrooms,
out. I heard Dan. You out. Can I start? May I start?
You've been started.
Because I because I heard you out and you gave some bullshit opinion you've given for the 800th time. And then I give some bullshit opinion I've given for the 800th time. And suddenly I'm tired.
Suddenly, no. That was a slow decline to tired, bitch. That we've always known.
Bitch, I'm suddenly snoozing listening
to you.
Totally
right. The slight verbal abuse from Fierce to Kimmy was a bit unsettling. Absolutely
correct.
That was
unsettling.
But I wish that was like addressed. I wish Kimmy talked about it.
Right.
The way that it was like sort of ignored, like, oh, again, it just feels very produced. In a way, I think what you're trying to say, Mono, and I am putting words in your mouth, is that it felt staged.
It was staged.
Yes, because it felt like Kimmy and Fierce Delicious were staging about how dumb they thought each other was. Like, I do think that was staged.
Interesting.
And you know, if I really want to go into the conspiracy of it all, if we really want to go that deep, who's to say that they actually did suck? They were really bad. And then the producers wrote a script for them.
Period. Could have easily been the case.
Because I think that might have been the tea.
Yeah. And again, I'm saying the show, the episodes are more fun than the queens. So true. My internet stopped working. So
pay
that's
bills,
really.
I know you get paid money. Like, I know you get paid.
I honestly think it's the World of Wonder website, which is goofy. And doesn't let people watch binge queens in the United States, which, of course, everyone in the whole world is mad about. I don't like it. I don't know why.
What the fuck is binge queens?
Oh! Wow. She's not even my sister. She's not my sister. She's not my sister.
Oh, that's the Scarlet Envy show. Oh,
yeah, the Scarlet Envy show.
Yeah, it's the Scarlet Envy show.
Whatever, bitch. This look was cute. This, I don't know. This fucking
what
is, shit.
Wait, what was that look? You just showed it for like half a second.
I'm trying, well, because my internet's bullshit. Irma Gerd looked great.
No, she didn't.
You don't like this? Come on.
No. Oh, my God. You liked that?
I thought it was, I love it. You don't like the hair and the crown? You don't love that? Come on. You don't like the hair and the crown?
See, this is even a bit or a joke, listeners. This is the fundamental difference between Mono and me. Mono has bad taste and I have...
Oh my God.
Bad taste, but it's a little better than Mono's.
I can't with you. Whatever.
How? Wait, you can't just say Irma Gerd's look was good. You just can't say that.
The hair and the crown were very fucking cool.
In the chat, please let me know. Am I wrong?
I think you're probably wrong.
That look was so horrendous. That dress and that silk pattern was giving me like 60s vibes that didn't match the hair, the boots. The shoes were fucking wrong.
I can't with you. This bitch is wearing a cat look. It's fine.
It's okay. I get the reference.
I like the hair. I liked this. I liked Irma Gerd's golden moment.
But did you like the dress though? Look at that dress and tell me that dress isn't just the worst dress you've ever seen.
It is not. Is it the best dress I've ever seen? No, but it's giving Grecian goddess. She's giving.
Is it?
She's giving some Greek goddess. Like, I like the gold pieces. Mm-mm. I like the helmet. I like the cool thing. Mm-mm. The pieces do it for me. I'm not saying it's the best thing I've seen, but it's a chirp.
Oh God. I don't know. I don't know who you are. I really
whatever.
Don't.
Can we talk about the shitty lip sync? I actually thought it was good.
No, the lip sync was great.
We talked about this already. Jada was fantastic. Mostly was good, but it was just, Jada was giving everything. Jada was
Thank
all
you.
Over the place.
I see Muse and Hercules and the Candy Factory.
That's not an insult. That's not an insult. The next I'm with no. Oscar. Okay,
Thank
great.
You.
They agree
Thank
with you.
You. Thank you.
But
that's
then
exactly,
someone else
that's
said,
a really great way of saying it. I see Muse and Hercules and the Candy Factory.
It's Stoner
the references
said
are too,
it's not that it's, level of bad.
Sure. But it's bad still. It's not worse. It's bad, right? So like,
okay.
You can't just, no, You know, if I walked out with that dress, you would read me for filth. I know you would.
That's right. Because you don't have the body for it, baby. You don't have the body for it.
Okay. That's the enemy right there. Fat shaming my ass. Okay.
Because Drag Race is what?
She's the enemy.
Sizist.
She's the enemy. She's the enemy. Ooh, again, the hashtag cancel mono is in full effect. Let's get her canceled.
I live. Okay, so if y'all want this coverage every week, guess what? You have to give us coins. You have to throw us coins on the Venmo. I'm at Mono Agapian on Venmo and PayPal.
Mm-hmm. And I'm at Ozzymo, O-Z-Z-Y-M-O, on Venmo.
We love doing it. It's so fun to scream about
Thank you, Rose. Dylan, finish that hashtag. Thank you, Stunner Intellect.
Okay, yes, you're canceling me. Cancel me. Get me out of here. Honestly, anything to get out of your presence. I would love to be canceled.
Spoil All Stars and cancel the whole podcast. I love that.
So, if you like Drag Her Podcast, follow us at Drag Her Podcast on Instagram. Give us a Apple Podcast 5-star reviews. Even if it's not 5 stars, let your voice be heard. And follow us at Podcast Kill the Video Star so you can see my apology.
That was a HeadGum Original.